Frustrating and sad is how Courtney Horniman describes the past few weeks as her daughter Hallie prepares to graduate from Concord High School. Concord's original plan was to hold a virtual commencement May 31st. Instead, under recently changed guidelines, the Brandywine School District says families and graduates will get to celebrate together sometime in late July. How the ceremony will look depends on what kind of guidelines will be in place by then. Still, Horniman says she is grateful.
I'm so glad that they're waiting. There wasn't really a need to force it now and have it virtual. Our district did send out a survey, and I know a lot of parents and students filled it out, and that was the overwhelming response is that, you know, can we please wait and try to have something that's not, you know, 100% virtual.
At Sussex Tech High School, holding off paid off when Governor John Carney updated the COVID-19 state of emergency to allow gatherings of up to 250 people, says Superintendent Stephen Guthrie.
We had been struggling with how to best honor our graduates with something traditional, but something that complied with the executive orders. And it got a whole lot easier with the 250 threshold now. So we can start in earnest of planning something. We had tossed around many versions of what has been called a virtual graduation, whether it's individual students being filmed and then spliced together to one complete graduation, or drive-in graduations when you have students come in cars and you do it that way. But we kept running into the same issue. And so I recommended to our board that we wait. Instead of trying to come up with something that really nobody would be happy with, why don't we wait, see how the virus infections progress? Maybe we'll catch a break somewhere along the line. When we polled our seniors, overwhelmingly they responded that they wanted a more like a traditional graduation. In fact, the last place of the poll was a virtual graduation. So we held out and were fortunate that that gambit paid off, and we're now able to plan what we hoped will be approved by DOE, a series of graduations where we'll divide our class into four groups. That way they can bring three family members with them, and we can have four separate ceremonies, and they will get the feel like it is a traditional graduation.
But William Penn High School in Newcastle has more than 500 seniors receiving their diplomas. Principal Lisa Brewington says a virtual ceremony will take place in early June, and seniors will be honored at a drive-through diploma pickup event and at another awards ceremony, which also will be held virtually. Several online activities already have been held.
We planned and prepared for a thoughtful graduation experience for our seniors, and we included students, staff, and administrators. And in that process, we brainstormed to try to come up with ways to have a graduation ceremony for the students. So I think in some aspect, yes, it's caught on. But, you know, I think some of our students thought we weren't going to have any type of ceremony. But from the beginning, we always wanted to do something in light of everything that was going on with the coronavirus pandemic.
Schools and districts are now submitting their graduation plans for approval to the Delaware Department of Education. Under guidelines released this week, there are to be no indoor in-person ceremonies. Signs will be in place warning that people should not enter if they have any of the symptoms associated with COVID-19. Anyone 13 or older must wear a face covering. Social distance guidelines, staying 6 feet apart, are to be followed, and quote, there is to be no physical contact between members of different households, handshaking, hugging, etc. Extensive rules govern how the ceremony should be conducted, right down to how the diploma is presented. They discourage the actual handing over of a diploma. They may be placed on a table for the graduate to pick up. So what would make Courtney Horniman comfortable as she attends her daughter's graduation at Concord High School this summer?
But I would love to see all the graduates, like, socially distanced, like, taking up the football field. And then if they have to only bring in, you know, like part of the alphabet by parents at a time, to use the stands to sit, you know, socially distanced apart. As long as it's the parents can physically be there to see their child, you know, walk across the stage or a platform and be handed their diploma. I think that's what most parents want. They want that visual. They want that to happen.
But size is also a factor at the Cape and Lopin School District. With about 350 high school graduates, it's moving forward with a virtual graduation in early June. Students, families, and staff also will be invited to take part in the Journey of Cape Henlopen's Class of 2020, a drive-through event at Hudson Fields, the outdoor concert venue in Sussex County. And the district is looking at the possibility of reassembling the Class of 2020 for an in-person celebration in the near future. Dover High School and Glasgow High School both say their graduations will be a virtual experience. Glasgow High School Principal Butch Ingram says they're taking as many measures as possible to ensure that seniors enjoy as much of the traditional graduation experience as possible. And the online procedure allows them to try some new things.
And we tried our best to make it as traditional as possible because everybody has an idea of what traditional graduations look like. At some capacity, some of the families have experienced either a high school graduation of their own, a college graduation, so they know what they're used to and what they've seen. So we wanted to get as close to it as we could because that's what the expectation is for the families, and we want all the families and students to be okay with what it is that we came up with. But at the same time, it allowed us the freedom to be able to do a couple of different things that we wouldn't have been able to do. I know all three schools also had several conversations or town hall meetings, which we called it, where we met with our seniors. We talked to them about what we were trying to do. We got their feedback from parents and students alike, and this is what we decided and came up on collectively. So they were a part of the process as well. It wasn't something that we did in isolation and just said, this is what Christina School District is doing. We got a lot of information and feedback from the community, the students, as well as the administration and the staff at the schools.
Middletown and Appaquinimic High Schools, they plan to honor the Class of 2020 with in-person ceremonies under the guidelines that will be in place this summer. Appaquinimic Superintendent Matt Burrows.
I mean, they're going to have special things that they can look back on to say, hey, mine wasn't like that because of COVID-19, but we got to do this, and we got to do this, and we had this instead.
And Guthrie of Sussex Tech is most hopeful of being back in the building for the 2021 academic year, after an experience that left quite an impression on him, the students, and the teachers.
I'm exceedingly proud of our students who, for the most part, have risen to the challenge. I'm extremely proud of our teachers, many of whom, or all of whom, are trained in face-to-face communication with students and classroom management and skills, all teaching related to students in front of them, who had to almost overnight adapt and change their learning to a whole new format, I'm very proud that they were able to do that, still excited. I've had many positive remarks from teachers just saying, taking a look at this has invigorated me. I've developed a social studies curriculum that I'm very proud of that reached students online.
And Brewington at William Penn has a wish for her class of 2020.
I would hope that they felt like that this whole thing has made them stronger and that they can basically get through anything that life throws at them. I don't want them at all to feel like we have ever forgotten them. If anything, this experience will always make them stand out. We will always remember them and we'll always remember all the things that they've done this year in spite of what happened. With the coronavirus, I would never want this kind of pandemic to be a definition for them. We always want to wish our seniors the best as they, move forward in life. And, we're just looking forward to being able to graduate and celebrate them when the time comes and we have our virtual graduation.
Mark Fauser, Delaware Public Media.